T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The U.S. Supreme Court has declined to intervene in the fate of DACA, which President Trump wants to end.
The president today took aim at the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals in San Francisco, which ordered the administration to continue protecting dreamers.
It's really sad when every single case filed against us is in the Ninth Circuit. We lose, and then we do fine in the Supreme Court.
CBS News senior legal analyst Andrew Cohen joins us. Andrew, the Trump administration tried to bypass the appeals court and go right to the U.S. Supreme Court with this. Does that ever work?
It very, very rarely works. It has to be far more of an emergency than exists here. And you know, the Supreme Court is sending a pretty clear message to the administration with today's action, right? It's basically saying we're not going to give you expedited review. We're not going to give you special treatment. You've got to go through the federal appeals court system the way everyone else does. And so this is doesn't give us a sense of what the Supreme Court ultimately is going to do when it hears the case. But it does maybe affect timing, right? We may not even get a ruling from the court this term. It may have to wait till the next term, which begins the first Monday in October.
What about the president's gripe about the Ninth Circuit? Is that fact or fiction?
Well, Republicans have been complaining about the Ninth Circuit for decades now. It is among the most liberal circuits of the 11 circuits. It's the same strategy, actually, the conservatives used when President Obama was in power. They would run to Texas and the Fifth Circuit, which is among the most conservative, and they would get a federal trial judge there to issue a national injunction. I can think of the immigration issue that popped up a couple of years ago. So the Democrats are doing the same thing. They're only doing it in California or in Hawaii. So, yes, he has a legitimate gripe that the Ninth Circuit is not favorable to him. That doesn't mean that the Ninth Circuit isn't issuing rulings that are defendable based on law and based on fact.
So, Andrew, what happens now with these legal challenges regarding DACA?
Yeah, well, like I said, now the administration has to fight it out at the Ninth Circuit. The Supreme Court did ask the lower federal court to expedite its review. So I would imagine in the next few weeks or month or so, we are going to get that substantive ruling from the Ninth Circuit. I think it's probably going to go against the administration if passed as prologue. And then the appeal actually will go to the U.S. Supreme Court. And again, I think the issue here is timing. I think the administration wanted this expedited appeal to the Supreme Court to get this matter resolved this spring. It may not be able to do that now, and that sort of raises interesting questions about who's going to be on the Supreme Court in the fall. Is it going to be the same makeup? Is there going to be a change and all that sort of stuff? But I suppose that's speculation for another day.
All right, Andrew, thanks. CBS News senior legal analyst Andrew Cohen.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.